came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA.
Paul Juergens, huge Lou Reed fan. They have every album that he's ever made, and every CD. Been on iTunes the last couple days there.
Yeah, it's
getting
been,
your Lou Reed.
It's been quite a weekend.
Don't mock the man.
I'm not. And I'm not. I will be honest and say that's really the only song of Lou Reed's that I've heard, that I know.
Me too.
But
me too.
For people in
the know,
right? Don Heaney of our new staff, I'm sure.
Oh,
Al Amott. No, they know music.
I know they do.
They really. And I didn't hear much discussion about it today. They were very quiet, so I'm thinking that maybe that was. Has something to do with it, but I, you know, he's 71 years old, and I guess he was certainly an icon in the industry.
I guess he was. It's actually on our list today, so maybe we'll get to it in a moment. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. Did you know, and maybe you did because I heard Jack and Sandy talking about this some today, that one in four people in the United States of America, name their car. Do you name your cars, Paul Juergens, KFG News Director? Do you call your...
No.
Okay.
I don't. Move on. I don't. I'm just thinking of a couple of cars I have, and I don't. I just call it the red one, or the truck, or the Passat, which my daughter drives. Or
you call it by the name, not
right,
a name. You'll call it Carl.
Good old Greeny. No, I don't.
The little green love machine?
No.
The Green Hornet?
Yeah, well, that's like what you call it.
I know.
Wearing your Cardinals band uniform?
Who wasn't in the band? You think I can play a musical instrument, do
what you? Do you call your old pickup old Whitey? Where do you call it?
Do you have
a name for your pickup?
I do, but it wasn't me that named it.
Emma named it.
What'd years ago. She calls it Beluga.
Beluga?
Like a beluga whale, big white whale.
Yeah.
It's a big truck. I got it 5-6 years ago, I got that pickup truck. She said, it's a huge and white. It's like a beluga whale.
So do you and Michelle call it Beluga then?
Michelle does, yes.
You don't. I just call it my pickup.
I don't.
I don't name cars. Maybe I should.
Women are more likely to have a nickname for their cars.
Is that right?
27% to 17% over men.
Is that right?
That is right.
Is that right?
That is right. Could call your car Lou Reed. Speaking of which, number three, sad day in the music world, Jergy. Lou Reed, iconic punk poet, leader of the Velvet Underground, is dead, as you said, at age 71.
Liver problems, I understand.
Yeah, he had a liver transplant, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Pioneer in rock indie, which I don't... Somebody was explaining to that just... few weeks ago to me, one of our people in, you know, that
FMs
part of the building.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was, and they were, and then when Lou Reed passed away over the weekend, then it was mentioned that he was kind of a pioneer there, too.
Let me read a sentence from his obituary in the Associated Press here. It says, Reed and the Velvet Underground opened rock music to the avant-garde. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
To experimental theater, art, literature, and personalities from William Burroughs to Kurt Weill to Andy Warhol.
I know the last one.
Yeah, Andy Warhol. I don't know what any of that means. I don't either. When I turn on the radio and I hear a good song, I keep it there, and I might tap my toe and sing along with it. And if it's a song that stinks, I turn the channel.
He was quite a person. I'm not trying to diminish his death. But I just was not, I guess I didn't know that. I thought it was Walking the Wild Side was about it.
I thought it was kind of like a one-time, one-hit wonder kind of guy. But I guess I'm musically illiterate.
You're inept.
Totally inept in a lot of different ways, not just music. Number two, Paul Juergens. This is odd. Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested three people for drunken driving during a sobriety checkpoint in rural Leonard Friday night. That's not necessarily the biggest part of the story. 248 vehicles passed through the checkpoint at the intersection of Highway 18 and 49th Street Southeast. Okay. Other arrests included one for minor possession and two for drug offenses. Okay. The last sentence is the one that stands out to me, Jergy. Eight people were cited for open container. Eight people had open bottles of booze in their car going through the checkpoint?
Either a beer or a jug of something.
Jug? Do they make moonshine down Leonard Way or what?
I don't think so, but I thought that was...
Oh, still?
That's when they conduct them in the city. It's very rare that somebody has an open container. It's either a DUI or, you know, maybe a possession of something, and or maybe they were wanted, and so they pass through and then get them that way, a warrant for something. But I haven't talked to anybody at the sheriff's office about, hey, Corporal Dean, isn't that a lot? Eight open containers? Friday night, just going down the road, and somebody's got a flask or whatever. I thought it was high, too. I can't explain.
Was there something going on in the Leonard area? Was there some big celebration?
Not that I'm aware
celebration,
of. I think there's a haunted house over that way. There is, in fact. I know that. In Leonard, I believe. And I don't know if they were heading there or what, but it just seems like a high number of open containers, or as we used to call it, open bottle.
Open bottle, Back in our day, it used to be an open bottle.
You got
I guess they can have open cans, right?
Well.
Open flasks.
Yeah, so I get over to the sheriff's office this week, and I'll ask somebody that was on the checkpoint and see what they say about why so many open containers.
Open containers. And number one on our list, we're going through this way too fast. Minnesota Vikings, Jurgi, that was not a good game last night. 44-31. Vikings lose to the Green Bay Packers there at the Metrodome. We got the whole the worst part of it was this morning when the company-wide emails came out of Green Bay and out of Wausau, Wisconsin, basically just demeaning Vikings fans in our face, you know, all that kind of stuff out of Green Bay. So it's going to be that way for the future with this new company, Midwest Communications.
So. Yeah.
It's going to be a little difficult for us.
I profited today, and I admitted last week that in a weak moment, I bet against the Vikings.
It's no weak moment. It was a smart moment.
With Big Don, and Big Don... bet me $20 that the Vikings would win. I said, well, they're not going to win. He says, we'll take the bet. They're not going to win. Okay, I took the bet. And then midweek when Leslie Frazier changed quarterbacks, he wanted to take it back.
He wanted to renege on the
bet? Yes, he did. I said, we never talked about who was playing quarterback. Oh, I thought it was going to be Freeman. That's why he's not playing. And he wanted to go back and unshake. And I said, no.
Well,
we shook on it.
I get it, yeah.
We shook on it. I said, no, Big Don, we're not going to do that. So sent me in a, at 11:31 today, I said, looking forward to collecting my winnings. Vikings very bad. Then Don said, well, this is not what Don said. I'm just thinking how I could.
Couch it. For public radio?
Yeah. He said something like, that's too bad. I can show you.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah. He's just supposed to be very careful.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Just getting right to the point with you, isn't he?
And then I said, gee, crabby today? And he never responded.
Well, apparently.
So I feel bad. I feel somewhat responsible, being that I... bet against the team I've been following since 61. But
you
was
even born in 61.
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes, I was. It was a pathetic showing. I heard Jim Suhan of the Tribune with you. He thinks Leslie Frazier's done.
Done, yeah.
And should we win another couple of games?
No.
Just go after the draft picks.
Tank it.
Be the tank. The bottom of the pit in the NFL. And it's just, I was... communicating with my cousin in Sioux Falls, a number of people during the game. I think Joel C. Heitkamp was there.
I think he was, too, yes.
I didn't hear a word from him.
I didn't either.
Usually I do during Viking games, and I didn't hear a peep. So it was, you know, what do you do? I watched the bitter end. I was going to listen to Fanline on the radio, and I just couldn't bring myself to it. I went to bed.
Okay.
So what do we do?
Nothing.
Schedule isn't getting easier.
Whatever you do, don't get in your car with an open container anywhere in Clay County or anywhere else. Cass County.
Who's starting this weekend? We don't know. I don't think Coach Frazier said.
Doesn't matter. Johnny Manziel needs to start. Let's just draft him right now, take him, and see how we get.
I thought that was interesting that Suhan says, despite his off-field troubles and his flamboyancy, if that's a word.
Flamboyancy, it is a word.
That we ought to draft him. Be a lot of fun.
Oh, it'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. I agree. All right, Jurgi, thank you.
And Lou Reed. Our respects to
to the Reed family.
Yeah, he was. I guess I just missed that, and that he was so iconic, and I feel bad about that. Could you cue that up again, Daniel, for just
cue up the Walk on the Wild Side? Oh,
the turntable going there. We don't have a turntable.
No, we don't. It's all computerized. Yeah. This guy's influential. This seems to be the kind of music that would go with certain activities in the late 1960s and 1970s, don't you think?
I think so, perhaps. I don't know. Hey, who brought my office chair in here today? This is really neat.
Pito did.
And then my jacket from my KFGO jacket. From 1985, got my name on it.
Look at that!
It's got the old rainbow
logo.
It's a very
1985-ish logo. I know that.
Let's try it on.
Just
see how she fits.
Should we? Okay, Mike.
Perfect. Mike. Perfect. Look at that.
Bad,
it's absolutely perfect. I like it. Wow, you haven't gained a pound since 1985.
Are you going to Facebook that picture?
Yep, I'm gonna Instagram it, tweet it, and Facebook it all right there. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO news director on the Mike McFeely Show. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. We'll have a segment of phone calls, text messages, emails, then we'll get to Clay Jenkinson at 435. It is a Monday. Sort of a mess in the Mike McFeely Show today. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.